The American superstate, folks, is responsible for the sad, for mostly responsible for the sad, sorry, tawdry state of affairs in the rest of the world and most of what we are going through today. Now, that does not excuse the Catholic Church from abdicating the playing field. And now she's not only abdicating the playing field, now she's sprinting away from the playing field. Somebody sent me this last night. Where'd you go? This is from Bishop Jay Strickland. I had not seen this. Bishop Strickland has it figured out. The USA, but I'm quoting now from Bishop Strickland's Twitter. Twitter, one mistake and we'll kill you. And Church Maleficent, Twitter. The U.S., quote, the USA better wake up to the lies flowing out of Washington, D.C. very quickly, or we will find ourselves in a tragic reality this nation has never seen. We absolutely must pray without ceasing, but we also need to use the brains God gave us. My fellow Americans, wake up. Does it sound like Bishop Strickland? Yeah, I'll show you this on the Crusade TV. Does it sound like Bishop Strickland has jumped all in with his crozier and his cassock and his mitre and is ready to pick an M16 up and go stand side by side with Lindsey Graham and the apostate Sean Hannity in a quest to go fight in Ukraine against Russia and then to go hunt down and assassinate Vladimir Putin? It almost sounds to me like Bishop Strickland's going like, hey man, these people are lying. This is big trouble in Little America. Some of you listeners out there have actually started emailing me for the first time in like a decade. Thank you very much. It comes at a very good and opportune time. And let's see, who sent me this? Because this is really, really good stuff here. This was sent to me by, man, I have so much email. Oh, wait a minute, I responded to him. Let me find it. Okay, this is sent to me by Scott Keller. There's a blog out there. They just kind of opened. They just started this. I can't tell you this exactly and say that I'm 100% sure, but from reading around and popping around on the blog, it appears to me that there are either Russian Orthodox, Greek / Eastern Orthodox, or Syrian Orthodox / Catholics that are running this site. It's called the Saker.is. And Scott sent me a couple of articles, and I finally got around to reading them yesterday afternoon. And then after I read one, I went, I think I'll go read the other. After I read the second, I went, I think I'm going to mosey around this site and see what's up here. After spending about an hour on it, I determined and decided that I mean, they have icons of the Blessed Virgin on their homepage. Now, of course, this could be a propaganda operation. I realize that could be, what do they call it, controlled opposition? Maybe it is. But it doesn't appear to me that it is. One of the guys tackles this claim. You have Vladimir Zelensky, friend of Trudeau, friend of Klaus Schwab, out there saying that the whole world is behind Ukraine. Je suis Ukraine. We're all Ukraine now. The whole world. So the guy goes, all right, let's look and see if the whole world, let's examine the claim and see if even this claim is actually correct, which is all over American media. I was telling Mrs. O'Connell, I'm like, I am so disappointed in One America News. I might as well be watching Fox and Newsmax. I've now been reduced just for the sake of maybe having something breaking that I want to share with you I'm enduring the propaganda, state-run media, and I understand why One America News would do that. They need the money. One America News, and I am now reduced to the only thing that I can watch on monitor 2 without losing my mind is Boomerang. So I'm enjoying the new episodes of Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine. Since the last time I got stuck at the beginning of the, remember the beginning of the Corona Doom, same thing happened. I couldn't watch it anymore. I'm like, I'm turning this crap off. You're not going to propagandize me. Because this stuff will work on you, even if you know what's going on. If you watch enough of that, you watch enough Hannity episodes and Fox News or Newsmax or now One America News or heaven forfend the Clinton News Network, you will get brainwashed. That's how it works. These people know what they're doing. And they've been at it for decades. So be very, hey, it's Lent, turn it all off, except the Crusade Channel, of course. So the guy goes, let's see who the whole world is and if they really are with the Ukrainians. Well, come to find out, the whole world is not with Ukraine. So he writes, and this is Yuri Podolyakka. What's obvious is that the USA, Canada, and most of the European countries are really with them, at least so they say. But then there are the other countries, like Hungary, for example, which express ambivalence. On one hand, they support sanctions. Then on the other hand, regarding military assistance to Ukraine, Hungary said a firm no. Furthermore, it will not even allow transportation of any goods across its territory or borders. Serbia and Bosnia-Herzegovina have taken a special position as well, certainly because the position of the Serbs is very clear and resolute. They are totally behind the Russians. Then there is the USA and Europe, which with them it is all quite clear, as with Japan, Australia, and all the closest political allies of America. All other significant countries in one form or another have expressed support for Russia. Firstly, it's very visible in Latin America, where Brazil, Argentina, and yesterday Mexico, everyone, the main countries, all stated in unison that they will not support sanctions against the Russians. Understandably, besides Colombia and several other countries, the more economically developed countries of that region, however, have stated that they will not support the sanctions. South Africa, the only country of the African continent that has some political weight, has also taken the same position. And, lest we forget, Egypt is also against the sanctions. And then the Turks, Turkey, said it was against the sanctions against the Ruskies. The Israelis have been conspicuously silent. Almost like, don't ask us, please, don't ask us. The obvious reason being that the Russians have been making friends with and trading with the Israelis. So the Israelis are going like, hey, I ain't getting involved in this, don't even ask me. And then he writes that Israel really does not want to quarrel with Russia, and it's clear that Israel will continue to maneuver until the very last minute. For the leadership in Israel, the final knife in the back was the killing of an Israeli citizen by the nationalist Ukraine militia during the attempt to evacuate him when he was mistaken for a Kadyrov Chechen mercenary associated with the pro-Russian separatist. That's right, Caesar. Caesar has been saying in the chat room for 10 days now, beat your chore, look at Palestine. Why there's no action from Palestine or Israel? Not a peep. You know why? They don't want to piss us off by telling us, yeah, we're not jumping in with you on this one. You idiots are wrong this time. It's also clear that Iran is behind the Russians. Now, of course, your average neocon goes, "They're right, Iranians are our enemies." I keep saying this, and look, I'm not an apologist again for the mullahs or any of what goes on in any of the Muslim countries. Truly do pray that there was a presence of Christianity in what we call Iran. More accurately, call it what it is, Persia. In Persia, I forget which one of the apostles did go there, and there are still Persian Catholics, Christians there. True story. When you're, "Dear our enemy, TKD, they want to nuke so they can eliminate, blah, 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 blah." The Persians antedate almost every what you call a country on earth, save for the Israelis and the Chinese, and maybe the Egyptians. So Iran, or Iran, also not in on the Zikis, the United Arab Emirates were against, the Saudi Arabians. Now again, I wouldn't expect any of the Muslim, truly Middle Eastern Muslim countries to be anything other than against America, especially with the Saudi Arabians now going like, "I think we might start trading in yuan. And I think we might start doing more business and selling our oil to the Chinese."